a lot of issues. I think one issue that's prevalent is obviously for me, is family pressures. Particularly for students who are coming in, their parents are first generation immigrating here and not knowing what the U.S. educational system is all about. And so there's this family pressure of having to graduate in 4 years. There's this family pressure to becoming a have a certain career, like nursing is common, engineering, doctor, lawyer. So it really takes away the element of choice. Filipino youth feels like, sometimes they feel like they don't have a choice to be who they want to be. They want to be obligated and be respectful and be obedient kids to their parents to say, okay, well, my mom told me to be a nurse, so I have to be obedient, so I'll be a nurse. But when I look at their transcript or when I talk to them, they don't seem very happy with the course that they selected. So family pressures, lack of education for both, parents and the youth, or the students, the Filipino students. Because sometimes, if you don't know what kind of resources are out there, sometimes that it prevents you from being successful. We have very few students applying for financial aid. We have very few students accessing services like EOPS, or the transfer center, career centers. It's this whole idea of, I can do this by myself. And as a college counselor, I'm trying to teach my students in the Kababayan program, who's predominantly Filipinos, to access these services, because these services are here to help you. And I think also the other issue is adjustment issues, the transition from high school to college, or from the transition from the Philippines to here. That's always a difficult issue that surrounds our Filipino students. So we have a lot of issues.